In order to find out what's really bugging you, sometimes you have to keep track of everything that happens to you, like a scorekeeper keeps track of everything that happens at a baseball game. But instead of notating home runs and errors, for the next week, you're going to keep track of anything that makes you feel upset, frustrated, or irritable.
When you keep a journal, you will start to see certain links between your sources of stress and the symptoms they may be causing. You might see a connection between your financial problems and the insomnia you've been suffering from on most nights. You might see a connection between the weekly sales meeting and your weekly stomach ache. You might see a connection between waiting in traffic and episodes of anger. You might see a connection between a difficult boss and your afternoon headache.
The longer you keep a journal, the more sophisticated your observations will become. You may even notice a subtle connection between muscle tension and migraine headaches, between anger and chronic pain, between worry and insomnia, between temper and elevated blood pressure, between always running late and being tired all the time, between endless deadlines and your depression, and between unrelenting job stress and recurrent colds.
My top 10 sources of stress. Arguments. Always running late. Not sleeping well.
Most people never take the time to figure out exactly what is causing them stress. This is a crucial first step if you want to learn how to manage stress. Using your journal as a reference, make a list of your top 10 stressors.
Credit card debt. Getting the kids to clean their room. The dishes left in the sink. Headaches.
When you make a list of your top 10 stressors, your stress isn't so generalized. It's more specific. Now you can make plans and set goals for figuring out exactly how to manage it.